Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Tom Lavero will join us at 8:45, so in the next hour you will hear from him. We'll talk Nats with him. We're actually going to move the Terry talk to 7:20. Okay. Want to get into the ESPYs from last night. Now, look, ESPN, they're smart. They know that there's a hole on the sports calendar in between the All-Star game, MLB resuming later in the week. Yeah. There's not a lot going on in the sports world. So they had the ESPYs last night.
Last night's the deadest day on the calendar for the most part.
Like, you were probably just looking for events to bet on, and I mean, I just don't know what's out there.
There's nothing, I mean, unless
just
you're
going
to bet on some soccer match.
Unless you're going to bet on, like, darts or something. Or, yeah, right. You know, the Tour de France.
Or WNBA.
Yeah, I mean, you could bet on that.
But other than that, last night, yesterday, was the deadest on the sports calendar.
Right.
Deadest day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it during the break. SportsCenter led off with the WNBA game.
Right.
Yeah,
well, I mean, good for Asia Wilson. She scored 37.
Hey, look, football season is not that far away.
It's coming. Nope.
I mean, camps have already started, and of course, Commander Camp starts early next week.
I think August 30th. There's like a crazy college football. I think it's a quadruple header. I think Texas playing Ohio State?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend, yeah.
LSU's playing Clemson.
Clemson, yes.
Like,
there's some big games.
USC.
Miami's playing Notre Dame, I think.
Utah, UCLA. I mean, it's like a crazy,
crazy
weekend. So it's not that far.
It's not that far. I mean, 6 weeks.
So the ESPYs were last night, and Shane Gillis was the host. And we have a sampling of some of his jokes from last night and some of his monologues. So here's some of Shane Gillis from the ESPYs as he hosted last night.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
That's funny.
Simone Biles is here. Yeah, hell yeah. It's not bad. Simone Biles is 4'8" and has 7 gold medals. She's short and has a lot of gold. When she's not competing, she leads a quiet life at the base of a rainbow. It's a leprechaun joke. If you tell Simone a riddle and she can't answer it, she has to give you all of her gold medals. Oh. All right, that was the best one. Aaron Rodgers did not take the vaccine because he predicted it would be bad for him. And then he joined the New York Jets.
Good one.
So maybe he wasn't right about everything. Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl.
That's a good one.
Definitely not nepotism, right? All right. It's a big year for the WNBA. I love Caitlin Clark. Hell yeah. Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes.
That's a good joke.
That's the best one so far.
That's a good joke.
Best one so far.
All right. There you go. Lighten up a little. This is not serious. We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most. Fist fighting black women.
That's a tough one.
That's a good joke.
It's a tough
one. Shohei Ohtani couldn't make it tonight. Man, I hope his interpreter didn't bet that he was going to be here. Shohei is a once-in-a-generation talent. No one's been able to do what he does at so many positions. Pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime.
Slaying me over here.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar. The Little Engine That Could But Needed a Pill First.
This is right up Valdez and Cakes and Salads.
Good Night Booze.
Right up your alley.
It's got a good writer. I don't know if he's writing all the jokes or. Like,
I mean, they're good. They're clever, but it's not my type of humor. I like more observational stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He has some solid ones in there.
I mean, it's a good Jones. So yeah, it's a good Jones.
The Waffle House joke to me was the
I read a review. Some people were like saying it was awesome. Others didn't like it.
Of course.
Larry Brown Sports said he had an Epstein joke. Just reading it seemed like it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, they're funny on paper. It's just like not my roast type of thing. Like, yeah, like zings, whatever. Not my thing, but more clever.
You guys sleep on his series Tires on Netflix.
I don't sleep on it.
It's pretty funny.
More popular than he is.
Shane Gillis is killing
it. He is at an all-time high of popularity.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
I actually liked his in between the jokes better.
Yeah,
where he was kind of
just riffing.
Yeah,
just kind of making fun of some of the jokes.
I mean, those are like Jay Leno jokes.
Yes,
It's not my thing, but whatever.
But that's kind of what they do at award shows.
He couldn't be more famous and more popular than he is. I acknowledge that.
I feel like EB's a little ornery today. He's wrecking everything.
Like the Von Miller signing.
Did you have a bad night's sleep?
No, I know, but you're angry at JP. You're combative.
Well, JP's anti the Von Miller signing. I like the Von Miller signing. Shane Gillis is fine. He couldn't be more popular. He's just not my type of comic.
You prefer the storyteller type?
Yeah. Well, just observational stuff. I don't know. More than like zings and like clever stuff. I don't know.
He doesn't like clever zings.
He likes Billy Crystal doing monologues.
He likes a story. Like there's,
I don't know.
And now this isn't his guy. It's my guy. But zings. Like Sebastian Maniscalco will do a bit that's 15 minutes.
Yeah,
that's not this type of thing.
Just like, he's just doing Jay Leno
so
jokes.
So you like topics.
Yeah,
and then kind of riff on the topic.
It's not my type of thing, but it's fine. I actually also hate. I'll be honest with you, I hate the ESPYs, but I do like Lindsay Vonn's dress.
Well, the ESPYs do stink.
I mean, that she always throws out that thirst, and Lindsay. She's
a big thirst trap. Still.
Oh my god, that girl's horny. I think we didn't do the story yesterday that Joy Taylor on our podcast. I don't think we talked about it. Talking about it off air, but we never talked about it. But on our podcast. She said a few months ago that she needs sex every day.
Joy Taylor said that?
Yeah, Joy Taylor said that.
Jason Taylor's sister,
the one that was like the co-host on FS1, fired and had affairs with all these people, allegedly, Emmanuel Acho and executives. And she just went out there. I think her podcast was called Too Personal.
I don't think it's an affair if it's with Acho if he wasn't married. If neither of them were married, you call it an affair?
I can call it a dalliance.
You could call it whatever you want.
A mutual smashing.
I'm not going to fight you on it. So just whatever. Had a
relationship.
A relationship with all these people at FS1 at work, allegedly. And I like that. I like that she's horny. That's interesting to me.
Sure.
Lindsay Vonn is every bit as horny as Joy Taylor.
Every day is kind of, that's a lot.
Women say they need, she actually said, I need it every day.
I've never heard one woman say that.
I think I might have heard some women of ill repute say that. You know, like some like
hookers
chicks or something.
Yeah. But the hookers I was avoiding at Paris.
Right. I don't even know if they need it. They just need money.
Yeah. They're
right.
I mean, they're working.
Yeah. I don't think they really want it.
I'm out on the ESPYs. I'm in on Lindsay Vonn and her thirst trap outfits every year. Because if you look at it, she's got crazy hot outfits.
Who is she dating currently? Do you know who her current beau is?
I don't know.
Who was she with?
I have no idea.
They look like solo picks, but who knows? Who knows?
Mm.
Was there others that were super hot yesterday with their outfits?
I didn't do a style breakdown on the ESPYs.
Drab?
I was just listening to Shane Gillis's jokes.
I don't know, but I don't know how you think Lindsay Vonn is horny just because she's wearing a...
Lindsay Vonn is currently very horny. I follow her.
Currently dating.
You're right. I do not follow Lindsay Vonn.
I follow her on Instagram. You don't follow her on Instagram?
No.
She's currently dating a guy named Diego Osorio, who's a businessman and entrepreneur.
I think she's a horny.
According to Google.
It could be a bad read, Drab, but it's my current read.
It's probably an accurate read.
He's titillated by her.
It's the dress that she's wearing. She has like something attached, like a chain kind of attaching the slit together.
Well, it looks like it kind of looks like a thong. Yeah, exactly. And if you look at her history of dresses, she's always wearing, she just shows a little bit extra. You know, which
she goes
like
that extra mile.
I'm all in on it. I'm a big Lindsay.
She's one of your
said
top
from
seeds.
Day one, fun girl.
She's
from
one
day
your,
one. She was my original fun girl.
She's on your Mount Hornymore.
Valdez, is that correct? I think she's my original fun girl.
Maybe. Yeah. The slit in the back of her dress comes down to her, the top of her butt crack. I do see that.
Oh, you see the back?
I think she's worn that.
It's on her, yeah, it's on her IG.
I think she's worn that for like every year.
If you look, she wears
something like
hot.
She's got a great body.
Outfits. Yeah, and for a girl who's had her knee mutilated, she somehow figures out how to still make it look silly.
She dresses it up.
Like, her knees have been just mutilated with surgeries and everything else. She's constantly rehabbing her legs.
When she was dating Tiger, can you imagine the combined number of surgeries?
No.
It's got to be about 50.
So much anesthesia between those two.
Yeah.
All right.
So much propofol.
Is wrong about Gillies. Maybe I am. I mean, I said he's the most popular comic out there right now, as far as I can tell. Justin, what's up, bud?
Hey, I just want to say, when you listen to Gillis, if you watch his actual stand-up, I mean, yeah, he does a lot more of the storytelling and the observational.
That's cool. I like that, then. I would like that.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think you'd really like it. He's definitely very zingy in those monologues and everything. And I think he kind of, like, pokes at himself because he knows he's so controversial. Like, he kind of has fun with it, just telling those,
I like,
you know,
that,
those zings.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe I have to watch him more.
Yeah,
but
at
that
the,
particular
at the ESPYs,
stuff,
you kind of have to pick.
When you're doing Jay Leno jokes, I'm out.
Yeah, but I'm saying at the ESPYs, you got people in the crowd, and you're kind of picking people out.
Right,
and,
you're shooting all fish in a barrel.
No,
there.
I get it. I understand. Yeah. I understand the moment.
It's a little different. Yeah, it's a little different.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
For sure. I think you'd be rolling if you watched it. You'd be laughing hard.
All right, bro. Thank you.
That's fair assessment. Let's go to Big John. Oh, no. Speaking of comics who I don't like. Big John. Big John is the ultimate zing guy, right? Everything is like just some, you know, clever zing.
Big Bad John.
Not actually that funny.
What's up?
John.
No, I'm an observational comic. I think E.D. would like me in the show.
Ooh,
I'm
I
like,
don't know.
You're like,
I don't know about that.
You're like one for 300 for me.
Well, I got a compliment from Matt Cahill about my about one of my jokes.
Oh, no.
But one of them?
He isn't lying. I did give him a compliment like 2 months ago.
Why?
When he sent me his comedy
Man,
bit.
Is he fishing
I'll see
for
if I could find
were you
it.
Just, or were you just being nice?
I was kind of being nice, but I do remember
did something
chuckling.
Make you chuckle?
Yeah.
Like legit.
Do you remember the joke, John?
I'll find it here.
Of course.
Go ahead. Tell me the joke that made Drab laugh.
Well, I was talking about dating sites that I'm on, and I said I found a dating site just for fat people. It's called Kraft Singles.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's clever. There's no doubt that it's clever.
But it's funny.
I mean, there's no doubt that it's clever.
Most of the time, I think Big John, I think he's funny as like a 20-car pileup on the interstate. But that was funny.
I guess.
Well, all right. Well, I've got a couple. Like, I went to the doctors. They weighed me. And according to my body mass index, my pronouns are they, them.
He should have went out on top.
Yeah. Like, why did you push it? Why did you push it? Like, that's a five-year-old material.
He already went by.
Yeah. He's already gone.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like that kind of stuff, the boom,
sure,
the whatever, you know, you hit the, what is that?
Rim shot.
Rim shot. If you like rim shot humor,
yeah. If you're like into like,
he's your guy.
Is it Henny Youngman from back in the day?
Like, if you're into rim shot
be
humor,
be more funny. Yeah.
That's your guy.
Yes. Kraft Singles did make me laugh. It's a pretty good joke. I mean, for John, it's an A++++ joke.
Yeah,
for him to come up with
that probably took him a month to write.
Yeah, keep in mind, I had to watch 20 minutes of his comedy. Somewhat funny zing.
Did he have the Kraft Singles joke in there?
Yeah, that was the one I laughed at.
Should be the lead.
Yeah, and again, Valdez, he should have went out on top. Shouldn't have done the BMI joke. Then he just stepped in it. Right. What are you going to do? All right, when we come back, we will get into the Terry McLaurin ranking. Where did he fall on the top wide receiver list on ESPN? We'll tell you that next. The Junk's text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, just go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So we are smack dab in the middle of list season. We have another one for you today. Execs, coaches, and scouts rank the NFL's top 10 wideouts for 2025. This is on ESPN.com. I will run through 10 to 1 quickly, and then we'll figure out where Terry McLaurin ranks here. Coming in at number 10, Garrett Wilson, the newly minted four-year, $130 million man for the New York Jets, comes in at number 10. He was an honorable mention in these rankings last year.
Okay.
Coming in at number 9, Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Bucks. He's 31 years old. We know about him. He's a Hall of Famer, so he comes in at number 9.
Marshawn Lattimore loves playing against him.
He does. He loves squaring off against Mike Evans. Those guys get into a lot of high-profile scraps.
Didn't go so well in the playoffs, though Washington still won the game.
That is true. Coming in at number 8, another youngster. He's 26. He plays in Houston. His name is Nico Collins.
He's really good.
And he is a stud. He was an honorable mention in last year's rankings as well. Another youngin, Malik Nabers, comes in at number 7 on this list. He surpassed 100 catches and over 1,200 yards as a rookie.
From bad quarterbacks.
With a bunch of clowns throwing him the ball for the Giants. So hopefully they get some stability there with Russ throwing him the ball, or they hope that that happens in New York. So Nabers coming in at number 7. Amon-Ra St. Brown clicks in at number 6 on the list. And here's your top 5. A.J. Brown from the Eagles. CeeDee Lamb from the Cowboys. Coming in at number 3 is Tyreek Hill. He was ranked number 2 last year, so he takes one step back in these rankings. Justin Jefferson is your number 2 wideout in the league at number 26. He was last year's number 1 on this list. And no surprise, Ja'Marr Chase comes in at number 1. He was ranked number 3 last year. He's just 25 years old. He signed a mega deal with the Bengals. He's making over $40 million per season. So Terry McLaurin, not ranked in the top 10 on this list, but he is the first name in the honorable mentions list.
Do you have a problem with it, Cakes?
I don't necessarily have a problem with that. Give me 10 through 7 again.
Give me 10 through 7.
10 through 7 are Garrett Wilson, Mike Evans, Nico Collins, and Malik Nabers.
I thought his numbers look pretty favorable to Garrett Wilson.
I think they're pretty comparable. So here are the notes on Terry McLaurin. Washington quarterbacks produce a 133 passer rating when targeting McLaurin last season. Quote, criminally underrated from an NFL general manager. Guessing that's not from Adam Peters. Here's another one from an NFL personnel director. Excellent route runner, very good hands, and elite ball skills. Tremendous football makeup. He will really take off with that quarterback and offense. So some of the other wideouts in the honorable mention category, along with Terry McLaurin, Puka Nacua, who I was a little surprised he didn't crack the top 10. Brian Thomas Jr. coming into his second year with the Jags. He had a really impressive rookie campaign. DK Metcalf of the Steelers. T. Higgins with the Bengals. And Davante Adams. That rounds out your honorable mention list.
I mean, they're all really good players. I mean, it's hard to break it down to 10 to 1, but I mean, he's right there in the mix. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with the list at all. I mean, all those guys are great.
I'd like to have all of them. I was waiting for you to, I was ready to fight, and it was going to be in the low 20s or something. And I was going to come up with all my defenses, but that's fine. You have him 11th.
I mean, he's basically 11th. Yeah.
I got no problem. No. I think there's a couple guys maybe at this point in his career might be a little bit better than, but that's fine. Take it. I'll take it. I thought you really were going to insult me.
But you're okay where he was. First honorable mention.
Here's the most important thing. He's our wide receiver 1.
Yeah.
And it's not even really close. So,
I don't think it's close at all.
Yeah. And we just need him. But, they're playing a game of chicken. You're going to hold him out. Maybe they're going to make him play on this deal and then franchise him and just have him be disgruntled. And I guess they could do that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
I don't know if they want to do that dance, though. Do you really want to?
I don't want to.
Do you really want to franchise him?
I want to reward a guy on a one-year deal. Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be next year.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they could say, "Hey, buddy, listen. At the end of the day, we're not going to do it."
Yeah.
And then you know you sign.
Usually you don't. Yeah.
But they do that.
Usually that doesn't happen. But it, yeah, it's
they could decide that, you know what, we've just decided, we've done all the metrics, and you could be an outlier, but we're not interested in paying an outlier, and we're just going to make you write out your contract. They could do that.
But overall, I don't have a problem with the top 10 list. Top and again, 10. It's opinions of you know coaches.
It's list. I can't wait till the list season's over.
Yeah.
Well, right? I think all close. You have is cornerbacks next, and then it's over, unless that's already come out.
All right, let's get to some audio of Terry's teammate Zach Ertz. This is him with Kay Adams recently talking about his teammate Terry McLaurin.
I would like for you to now make me feel better about Terry McLaurin. Can you make me feel better about Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, I mean, I think Terry is a guy. I'm not going to sit over there. I don't know the business of what's going on. I'm not privy to the conversations. But what is it? July 16th? The first game is September 7th. There's a lot of time between now and then to get something done. But at the end of the day, I mean, everyone knows Terry's working his butt off, whether he's in the building or not in the building. And so for me as a player that's gone through contract situations, public contract situations, I appreciated that my teammates weren't out there giving their opinions and everything like that. So I'm not going to come out here and say one thing or the other. But what I do know is Terry is going to do everything he can to be at his best when his best is needed. And fortunately, his best is not needed tomorrow or early next week. It's needed towards the end of training camp, week one. So for me, I'm rooting for Terry. I hope he gets paid as much as he wants to get paid. But in terms of the business side of it, I'm going to stay far away from that.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to get involved.
He's pretty neutral.
Yeah.
I would think 100% of the players would support him.
Yeah.
Literally 100% of the players.
He's a respected team leader in the locker room.
Do what you got to do. And then we'll, you know, when it's all said and done, we'll get back to this.
And he's basically said what we've said. There's a ton of time.
I think there's
a ton of time. I mean, there's not a ton of time before camp starts.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of time before the season starts to get something done.
Yeah. He alluded to the frustration that, you know, they were really humming and some of their offseason stuff that they were doing. And now kind of backing off, that he does feel like he's behind because he's not getting those connection reps.
Right, right.
You know, so.
And I think that's important. I do.
Yeah, you want to have a rapport between your quarterback and your top wideout. Yeah.
And part of me has always just kind of dismissed that. But, you know, when he says it, I take him at his word that those are important.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't care who's throwing him the ball, like in his side work while he's not there. It's not Jaden Daniels throwing him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who he's got delivering him the ball for his routes and for his practice, but it ain't JD5.
By the way, just on a similar vein. Did you guys see they're putting out a ton of stuff since the whole Debo is jogging through his route controversy,
sure.
Right? Debo looks so jacked. They put out a video a day or two ago of him really getting after the routes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Tyreek Hill-ish.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, did you see it? The Commanders put it out.
He's just
breaking off the line and doing a little wiggle and then doing it again, a little wiggle and just running these quick little routes with these little wiggles like what you see Tyreek do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not at Tyreek's level, but he's going 100 times. It's 100 miles an hour. He's doing way more than what we saw before. And he still clearly has motor and you know what I'm saying? It's like.
And he looks healthy.
He looks fine.
Looks healthy.
Like, you know.
And that's the most
important
part.
They're trying to smash this idea that Debo's
he's fat and out of shape,
and he's jogging.
Yeah, I didn't believe that from the start.
I know, but if you see it, I don't know, Drab, did you see it? I think the team put it out yesterday or the day before. If you could find it, maybe JP, maybe you could put it out on our Junks Radio. And I think it just, you know.
I hope I eat my words on him looking kind of slow and clunky.
Yeah.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah, you'll see.
I hope he's bowling people over in week one and goes for two touchdowns.
It's not
in the
like
opener
the cheetah
Giants.
Who looks like not a human.
I'm convinced he's the fastest short space human on the planet.
But there's a video of him somewhere. I thought it was the Commanders that put it out. Maybe somebody else did. Send us the link if you could see it, and then we'll retweet it.
How terrified are you of lining up across from Tyreek Hill
yeah.
in one-on-one coverage. Like, you just know he's just going to cook you at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there's a guy on the planet that could really cover him.
And like, that goes for any, like, quick twitch wide out. Like, I'm guessing Terry McLaurin's pretty tough to cover off the line of scrimmage, too. Like,
yeah, all these
he gets
guys.
In and out of his breaks so quick.
Because you're just reacting to what they're doing.
Right.
It's hard to predict.
Those guys know where they're going.
They know where you don't. You're just reacting.
Kind of guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're a split second behind them. And
yeah.
If they're that fast, it's going to be impossible.
You're going to look foolish trying to cover them.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few videos, but there's one that I thought it was the Commanders that put out in the last day or two. Anyway, send it to me or EB Junkies or to Junks Radio, and you guys judge for yourself. If he can just stay healthy. And I can't think of maybe I could, but that's about as good as a number two as you could ask
Hopefully
for.
Hopefully has a huge impact on the offense, not just receiving wise, but he takes a little bit of the rushing load off of Jaden.
Yeah, it's not that one, but he looks good there, but it's not that one.
I saw him up close and personal. He looks like a tank.
Right.
Right. He did not look fat.
We also have audio of Mad Dog talking about Terry McLaurin.
Does McLaurin have a right to be frustrated?
No. Did he sign a three-year contract? Yes. Does the contract go through this year? Yes. Is he getting $25 million a year? Yes. If he played badly last year, would the Commanders still be on the hook for $25 million? Yes. When a player plays poorly and doesn't live up to his contract, does he say, you know what, I didn't play well, it's not fair, let me give the organization its money back? No. So why, when he outplays his contract, should he get more money? He's got a contract. If you all of a sudden hosted here and had great ratings, but you had a contract, and they said, Monica, you got a contract for 2 years, and you said, hold on now that you give me this role, look how I've done. Well, Monica, you signed a contract. We're not going to give you another one. You signed a contract, and you wouldn't have a leg to stand on. In the real world, this doesn't work this way. You think if I went to Sirius and all of a sudden in the first year I bought in 800,000 subscriptions, Sirius is going to rip up the contract and give me double what I was getting the first time? Chris, you signed a contract. Good? Negative. Same thing here. This is the real world. He's making $25 million a year, and it's these guys. He's under contract.
Fair, but it's not the real world.
Yeah, I heard
it's the NFL. It's the fantasy world.
Yeah, I heard B-Mitch talking about it.
You can't compare it to
It's not
can't
like,
compare us.
It's not like having a Joe job, like an office job. Not like being an accountant.
No.
It's just a different.
It's a unique field.
Every field, every whatever has their own sort of culture and way of doing things. And yeah, I think it's crazy that guys are, that they rip up contracts and give them brand new money. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. Superstars in the last year of their deals often,
I tell you, I'm having trouble here.
Renegotiate, especially in the NFL, to protect themselves in the future years.
Especially if they have guaranteed money.
Right. It's just a standard thing. In college basketball, coaches, they get renewed all the time because, they got to have 3 or 4 years on it, or otherwise recruits don't come. It's probably less important than in previous years now because everybody just goes to college for a year anyway.
I mean, if another school just approaches them or, shows interest, then they go back to their ADs and they get a big fat raise.
Yeah.
It's the way things work in certain segments of the industry.
You cannot compare professional athletics, even college athletics, to the real world. It's just not. It's a fantasy world. And those guys are lucky enough to live in it. But they also know the downsides. They have very short careers.
And look, there's probably some GMs that feel the way Mad Dog feels and says, hey, look, you got a contract. Play it out and then... If you put up the numbers,
I'm sure there are some, but they know that that's kind of...
But they know that it's different.
They know it's different.
Somebody tweeted us yesterday and said when we were talking about Adam Peters' history and how, while he was in San Francisco, certain contracts played out, that we should have gone all the way back to when he was in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Belichick was more of a hardliner and had guys hold out a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
So makes me think I'm going to lose on that July 30th bet.
No, you still got a couple weeks.
I feel like after that, I know we got a break, but after that presser that Terry had, we clearly just wanted to voice his frustration that it's just going to make the Commanders hold out a little longer. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, they're not just going to come calling right away.
Not just going to cave all of a sudden.
Yeah. So I think it helped get his word out, helped get some fan sympathy, but I'm sure it didn't go over great with the front office.
If you want to call us on an open line Thursday, you're welcome to do that at 800-636-1067. Don't forget, in just about an hour, Tom Lavero from the Washington Times will join us to talk about the Washington Nationals here on The Fan. I did not have the greatest start to my morning. What? This a.m. before I got
to work.
Well,
it's never a great start when you wake up at 4.
It's never great. Yeah. So first, I forgot my phone, and I was 2 minutes down the road, realized, well, I'm not going to go to work without my phone. I'd feel naked. Turned around, got my phone. But before that, as I was getting stuff ready, like getting stuff out of the fridge, whatever, to bring to work, I noticed that the fridge was popped open when I was in the kitchen.
It was open all night, wasn't it?
I mean, it had been open for several hours. And yeah. Now, sometimes my son, like, he'll be in the kitchen at midnight, 1 a.m., grabbing food, whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody left the fridge open. Yep. And I'm not trying to point the finger at anybody, but the big question is,
this is bad.
Got to throw away I guess you got to throw away the milk. You got to throw away the eggs.
Well, you got to feel it. Was it anything, all warm? Did you feel it with your hands?
I felt it. And
didn't feel that cold?
It didn't feel very cold.
Really? Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that stuff.
Milk, maybe. I think the eggs will be all right.
The eggs are going to be okay?
I don't think so.
Don't eggs need to keep? I mean.
Yeah, they do.
It's supposed to be refrigerated. They're refrigerated in the store.
I know, but I don't know.
Lots of people. Was it wide open or was it?
Yeah. I don't think.
I mean, it was cracked. Barely open. But it was cracked, but still, like, the cool air is escaping.
What's the average temp air? Like 38 degrees or
something like that? Yeah, 38. So if it was
maybe
degrees,
in the low 40s, I don't know. I think it would be all right.
I don't know.
I think you're okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm crazy about eating eggs that have been.
All right, like,
Rick, you don't have to refrigerate eggs. A lot of people don't.
You don't?
Well, think about it. The chicken hatches it. It sits. Yeah, it does. Sits there forever.
Every store I go into, yeah, the eggs are refrigerated.
You can preserve it longer that way, probably. Lots of people don't refrigerate their eggs.
I think the eggs will be fine. Now, milk, different.
On. So you're telling me people go to the store and buy eggs that are refrigerated?
No, people who have, like, chickens at home. Like, they never, sometimes they never put them in the fridge.
My buddy, Bikey Botts, who has, like, a farmette. He has chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His chickens and goats. And
well, ask him.
Whatever.
Yeah. He would know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You're a box. You're going to throw away the milk. I know you. You're not going to be influenced by the people here.
Like, my wife is much more panicked about, like, food being out. Like, if pizza's out for too long, she'll panic a little bit about it. I'm like, it's going to be fine.
Pizza's fine. Yeah.
But, like, when I reach into the fridge and it's not super cold, I get a little bit, I question the contents of what's
inside.
Well,
you know what? Just throw it away.
I think it's probably going to be thrown away.
Go ahead. Do it.
I think my daughter just bought, like, silly cage-free eggs yesterday. Those aren't cheap. You think those are cheap?
Well, I know eggs aren't cheap.
Cage-free eggs?
Any eggs aren't
cheap. I don't
cheap.
Even really understand the whole concept behind cage-free eggs, but I know that they're more expensive than regular run-of-the-mill eggs.
I'm not even sure.
They're kinder to the chickens.
They're a little kinder to the chickens, which I don't care about. I mean, you might care about how much, you know, you pump, what kind of drugs you're pumping into them. I don't care if they're nice to the chickens. Who cares about that?
I mean, some people do.
I mean, yeah, I don't think I care that much about chickens. Because ultimately, I'm consuming them.
I don't care that
much. I'm eating the product.
I see, I have friends that are so like, oh, look at that little pine bug. Oh, let's just pick it
bugs
up. Let's go. Oh, look at that little tiny whatever spider. Oh, please don't kill it. Don't kill the spider.
I'm terrified of spiders. I'm okay with killing.
I'm gonna put my foot right on top of that spider.
Kill all the
spiders. Smash its brains in.
Please kill the spiders. Please kill all the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I mean, mosquitoes.
Well, how about those, and Drabby, the red lantern flies?
They're all over. Yeah.
Oh my god, they are awful.
Well, you're supposed to kill them.
You're supposed to come because they kill the trees.
They're an invasive species.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I guarantee you got them at your house, but they look like
Moths.
They look like moths, but they're red inside.
Yeah.
Do they call them red lantern flies? I thought they did.
Yeah, right.
Not sure.
Yeah. Are we still supposed to kill them?
Yeah. I saw a story on the news, and the woman said.
I remember last year we were.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to kill them.
You got to wait for the birds to eat them or something.
Is that what it is?
I got them all over my freaking house. I mean, the outside, not inside. But so kill the red lantern flies, Bickle.
I'm all about it. You could kill every fly. I don't want any more rain. A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff you would do away with. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get much rain today. Tomorrow.
I think 4 o'clock. I think we're going to get more storms.
Every day.
Better get you around in early.
Did I call it or what? He's such in a Rick mood today.
He's
the rain,
Rick.
The bugs, the spiders, everything.
Sounds that's, like the same old DB to me.
Such a joy today.
That's never changed.
Yeah.
I'll have that same attitude every day. I don't like rain.
I like storms. I don't like
animals.
But he likes Von Miller.
Not personally, but on the football field.
Von Miller,
bad person, very good football player.
He likes
player.
Von Miller between the lines.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't care that that 2 years ago he was bad.
Von Miller, definitely, he's like a country dude. He definitely raises chickens. 100%.
Where's Von Miller from?
He's from Texas, I believe.
He went to A&M, right?
He did go to A&M,
Wouldn't mind raising chickens, to be honest with you. I don't care about chickens, but I wouldn't mind just having a couple chickens and just lay an egg for me every day.
Sure, fresh eggs.
I would just feel like I could live off the land or something.
How silly would that be if you just went into the
backyard
chicken coop, I guess you call it, and there's just fresh eggs every day.
Are they smelly?
Chickens?
Like, how dirty and smelly is your backyard if you have a chicken coop?
I don't know. I guess it smells to an extent.
You'd have a fire pit, a hot tub, and a chicken coop.
I'm out on the fire pit.
But you have to protect your chicken. You have to fortify your chicken coop so the fox doesn't go in and kill all your chickens.
What do you mean you retired the fire pit?
I haven't had a fire in a couple years.
But it's still there.
Yeah, but my wife and I are talking about digging it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look.
You're on to the next thing.
I'm on to the next.
Yeah.
It's actually taking up a little bit of space.
Fires are passe.
I was doing a fire pit every night. Every night for a couple years. I'm over it. I don't need to inhale all that smoke. I literally would go to bed.
You don't want the smoke?
I smelled like a chimney.
Yeah, that would be very annoying.
There's no way that's good for you. There's no way.
I can't believe you don't like dogs.
They're fine. I don't like
them. Yeah, but you just said you hate all animals. Dogs are awesome. I mean, some. Not all.
Eric Bickle, not a friend of the animals.
They're fine.
Cats, annoying. Don't like cats.
I'm with you on cats. Definitely allergic.
But dogs, I love dogs.
I don't like the maintenance. If I had a personal dog walker and a personal person to take care of the dog at all times, and I just had a dog that jumped in my lap and sat with me while I watched golf, I would love that.
Well,
I don't want to do all the other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to walk the dog.
I like a walking dog. I don't want to pick up the poop.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it to the vet all the time. I don't want to be sad when it dies.
That's the
sad when it dies.
That's the part that I can't.
Yeah.
I think about it all the time.
I don't want to go, I got to leave. I got to go feed the dog. Or I got to let the dog out.
Need a dog sitter if you go on a vacation.
Yeah,
definitely
but like,
a dog
I don't
sitter.
Even, I don't want to be at a friend's house and go, I got to go home. I got to let the dog out.
Yeah.
He's going to poop all over. He's going to eat all my furniture or... You know, he's going to tear up my floors. I'm out on that.
You don't have time for it.
Yeah. I got my children to do that.
Right.
Well, you do. You got kids that'll do it for you.
Let's go to John. No, I mean, that'll tear my house up. It caused me to go broke. John, what's up?
Yeah, so let's play this out. If we don't re-sign Terry, give him the extension this year. Next year, even if you franchise tag him, you're going to have to give him 30.5, 31, caps rising. And you don't think another team's going to pay him because he's easily the number one free agent wide receiver next year because it's him, Mike Evans, Christian Kirk, Debo, and Cortland Sutton. Someone's going to go pay him. So he's the one guy, don't be cheap here, the one player on the team that deserves it. And, thanks for taking my call, but that was all I asked.
They're going to come to an agreement. It's just
it's
taking
a matter of
longer
when.
Than everybody's expecting.
It's just
it
a matter
take.
Of when and what the numbers are going to be. Truly believe that.
Like if he misses a week, 10 days of training camp, I mean, it's not ideal, but he'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
He'll still have a great relationship and rapport with his quarterback.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Everybody needs to stop panicking. He is going to resign with the Commanders, and he'll be there for the opener.
Like I said a million times, I would be shocked. I would almost fall over if they traded him.
If they traded him, you need to do like a Three Stooges level, like fall out of your seat. Physical comedy.
Okay.
We need that to happen.
I'll probably hurt myself.
Donnie's, we need that to happen.
I care more about re-signing Terry than I do wherever they put their stupid stadium. How about that?
Well, it's clearly more important.
But I mean, like,
yeah.
And that'll be a longer lasting thing.
Yeah.
That'll be something that's 20, 30 years more impactful. Yeah. Terry's only got maybe 4 or 5 years tops left at a high level. This is more important than that stupid stadium thingy. Who cares?
Have you been reading the outline? Were you teeing me up for the next segment?
No, I actually didn't.
I think you might have been.
Go ahead.
Cosmically, you may be.
Go ahead.
When we come back, are Maryland and Virginia back in the running for the Commander Stadium?
Oh, DC, boy, DC's really?
Dragging their feet.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that topic next.